The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
It is time for our unique individual of the month discussion. This installment focuses on a son of the Carolinas, Daniel Harvey Hill. His whole life was a succession of sharp ups and downs. Born in South Carolina in July 1821, Hill graduated in the middle of the famous West Point class of 1842. He earned 2 brevet promotions for gallantry in the Mexican War. Then came a professorship of mathematics, first at Washington College in Lexington, and then at Davidson College in North Carolina. In that period, Hill also became a brother-in-law of the future Stonewall Jackson. Hill was superintendent of a military school in Charlotte when Civil War came. He entered Confederate service as colonel of the 1st North Carolina, and was the victor in the opening land battle of the war at Big Bethel, near Hampton, Virginia. A major general by the following spring, Harvey Hill was in the thick of combat at Williamsburg, Seven Pines, the 7 Days, South Mountain, Antietam, and Fredericksburg. Then the downfall came. The cause was Hill's physical condition and temperament. He was a small, delicate man, bent with arthritis, plagued by dyspepsia, and cursed with a bitter tongue. Nobody ever doubted his fighting ability, but his countenance, sarcastic and always opinionated, alienated everyone around him. Hill once snorted that he had never seen a dead Confederate with spurs on, an obvious slap at every Southern cavalryman. On another occasion, when a regimental musician applied for a furlough, Hill fired back the answer, "Disapproved, shooters before tutors." He was an unbending Calvinist who looked on all Yankees as infidel. His men called him Old Rawhide for good reason. General Lee grew tired of the man's constant carping and transferred him from Virginia. Hill eventually ended up with the Army of Tennessee. Yet after the 1863 fighting at Chickamauga, Hill was so outspokenly contemptuous of Army Commander Braxton Bragg that President Jefferson Davis refused to submit Hill's promotion to Lieutenant General for confirmation. Hill verbally blasted the President and went home in disgust. He saw but limited duty for the remainder of the conflict. In the post-war years, Harvey Hill edited The Land We Love, a popular monthly magazine. He became president of the University of Arkansas and later head of a Georgia military college. Hill died of cancer in September 1889 and was buried in the campus cemetery at Davidson College. Just how barbed his pen could be is best seen in an obscure letter he wrote while commanding the Department of North Carolina. In the spring of 1863, a Union army raided the eastern part of the state. Federal General John Foster reprimanded Hill for burning the town of Plymouth to prevent its capture. Hill thereupon let the Union officer have it in a response sent through the line. "A meddling Yankee," Hill told Foster, "troubles himself about everybody's matters except his own and repents of everybody's sins except his own. Should the Yankees burn a village in Connecticut or Massachusetts, we would bid them Godspeed in their work of purifying the atmosphere. You are the most atrocious house burner as yet unhung in the whole wide universe. You have made 2 raids when you were weary of debauching in your Negro harem. Your whole line of march has been marked by burning churches, schoolhouses, barns, private residences, and the like." And Hill continued, "Let me inform you that I will receive no more white flags from you except the one which covers your surrender. No one dislikes New England more cordially than I do. But there are thousands of honorable men, even there, who abhor your career fully as much as I do." Harvey Hill has such a captivating way with words.